Hi, welcome to the first episode of Relax with Excel, where you may learn something about Excel, but will probably fall asleep. Then again, maybe you'll learn something in your sleep. In this episode, we're going to cover the basics of a pivot table. First off, what is a pivot table? Basically, it's a way to quickly summarize and analyze data. It can turn an ordinary table of data into a dynamic table that you can quickly change the column and row fields or pivot them around to analyze your data. For example, if you have a table that's a mailing list, you may have five columns: name, street address, city, state, and zip code. The rows would be the individual address records for someone like Oprah Winfrey or Tom Hanks. An example of the type of question a pivot table can help you answer would be, how many people live in New York, or how many addresses have the word terrace in them? Let's pretend you have a table that has over 1,000 names and addresses and put them into an Excel. It's an Excel worksheet. Again, it has five columns. The first row would be the column fields, name, street address, city, state, and then zip. Any rows after would be the mailing list records. For example, in row 2, column 1, it would be Oprah Winfrey. Column 2 would be 123 Main Street. Column 3 would be New York City. Column 4 would be New York. And column 5 would be 11354. Of course, Oprah doesn't live there, but you get the idea. Now pretend you have rows 3 to 1,000 with names and addresses of other celebrities. This would mean you are quite the person, maybe a talent agent. Click a cell with a value in it, and Excel is usually good at figuring out how large of a range to include when creating a pivot table. Next, in the ribbon, click on the Insert tab, then click the Pivot Table icon. A smaller window will show up called Pivot Table from Table and Range. In the field that has the label Table/Range, it should show the range of cells that include all the columns and rows you need to use. If it doesn't, you may need to select the range at this point. You can then choose where to place the pivot table, either in a new worksheet or an existing worksheet. This is probably the most basic items you'll want to choose from in this window to set up your pivot table. If all is good, click the OK button. At this point, you'll be back in a worksheet with a pane usually on the left where you can select the pivot table fields. There's an area where you can choose your fields. In this case, it'll be like name or city. Then there's an area where you can put these fields in. It would either be in a filters, column, row, or values area. Let's say, for example, we want to know how many celebrities live in each state. You would click on the name field and drag it into the values area. Excel will count the number of names, but that would be a total count. So if you already have 1,000 records of names in the range, it's not that useful. But if you wanted to know the breakdown of names in each state, then select the state field and drag it into the rows area. This will give you a top-to-bottom row view of the states in one column, and the next column will give you the count per state. Now you know how many celebrities live in Alaska or Florida. If you wanted to see this from left to right, then you can move the state field to the columns area. This view means you'll scroll from left to right, whereas before, you'd scroll up and down. This action is the pivot part of a pivot table because you just pivoted or moved around the way you see the data. And that's the magic of pivot tables. That was a basic explanation of a pivot table and how to create one in Excel. If you're still awake, thanks for getting this far. If you're asleep, pleasant dreams.